SRN News. I'm John Scott. Less than a week before the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will crisscross several swing states today and will pass each other in Wisconsin, where the former president scheduled to appear in Green Bay with local icon retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre. Kamala Harris with a rally tonight in Madison. President Biden's reaction to the Puerto Rico garbage controversy stirring both campaigns. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In response to a comedian calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage at a Donald Trump rally, President Biden said the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. The White House quickly clarified, saying the president was only referring to the comedian. But the Trump campaign pounced, claiming Joe Biden and Kamala Harris despise the tens of millions of Americans who support Trump. The vice president told reporters that she strongly disagrees with any criticism of anybody based on who they vote for. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNews.com, Virginia given the go-ahead by the U.S. Supreme Court to resume its purge of voter rolls.
The state says the purge is aimed at stopping people who aren't U.S. citizens from voting. The justices granted an emergency appeal from Virginia's Republican administration. The court gave no rationale for its action, but that's typical in emergency appeals. The court acted on Virginia's appeal after a federal judge found that the state illegally purged more than 1,600 voter registrations in the past 2 months. A federal appeals court had previously allowed the judge's order to remain in effect. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Jaywalking, now legal in New York City. Legislation passed by the city council officially became law over the weekend after Mayor Eric Adams declined to sign or veto it after 30 days. And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 160. The NASDAQ adding 40 points. This is SRN News. A federal court considers transgenderism.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is taking up a lawsuit filed by several states against the Biden administration's effort to rewrite Title IX to include transgender people. The president wants to let males compete against females in school sports, and the states are fighting it. Senior counsel Jake Warner of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This radical attempt to redefine sex turns back the clock on equality and equal opportunity for women." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center has announced the honorees for its annual Women's Event Gala on Friday, and one of them is a man. The New York-based center says the event designed to highlight the achievements of women who have made significant contributions to their industries and the LGBTQ community. One of the honorees will be Dr. Renee McLaughlin, a man who is living as a woman. This is SRN News. Reddit has turned a profit for the first time in its nearly 20-year history.
The social media platform claimed a profit of $29.9 million for the period ending in September and reported sales of $348.4 million, an amount surpassing the $312.8 million that analysts were expecting. Reddit also grew its number of daily users to 97.2 million. That's a 47% increase from the same time last year, according to the company. Rich Thomason reporting.
The U.S. bankruptcy judge approving the sale of Tupperware brands. The move paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. The transaction still subject to closing conditions. Under terms of the deal, a group of lenders is buying Tupperware's brand name and various operating assets for $23.5 million in cash and more than $63 million in debt relief. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.